Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. A beautiful Saturday to you. Yes, it is. After two great days of rain. How are you? Merry Christmas ahead of time. Today's show, The Dangers of Scar Trauma. If you've had a facelift, any of you that have had an organ removed, any surgeries, cesareans, episiotomies, athletes, chronic repetitive trauma, car accidents, any cuts, broken bones, any traumatic injury to the skin, and what you think is the tissue beneath the skin is what today's show is about. We call this a scar. Well, that's not news to you, but did you know how deep those scars actually go into the body? That's really going to be one of the illuminating points of today's show, that when we say scar, we don't mean just that cut in the skin. You see this all the time where people get cut through the skin, surgery or otherwise, and the focus goes to the local spot, what you can see. Well, that's common sense, yes, but what you're going to find out today is that that scar twists and travels deeply into your body. And collectively, over the years, if you've had, like many people, 2, 3, 4, 5 deep scar traumas, what you've succeeded at doing, and what I'll show you today, what you've succeeded at doing is actually twisting your internal organs. Now, that's big, because part of how an organ degenerates over time, even though no one tells you, part of how that organ degenerates is in response to the physical shift that occurs over the years as you change your alignment. And as the arteries, the veins, the nerves, and the lymphatic flow twist and turn in response to these scars. So if you fit the bill, and who doesn't fit the bill? Who has not had traumatic injury? Or who has not had surgeries? Who doesn't have that part of the body that broke? The broken leg, the broken ankle, the broken shoulder, the surgery to remove an organ, the facelift, the cesarean, the episiotomy. How many people have 1, 2, or 3 of these? By the time you've got some age on the chassis, by the time you're in your 50s, 60s, and 70s, most people have had numerous surgical or traumatic insults to the connective tissue of the body. And this is really affecting your organ function. That's the focus of today's show, to give you a sense that it's not just that scar you're looking at. For aesthetic reasons, of course, we want that scar to go away. It doesn't look good, so get rid of it. The point is, it's what's underneath. As always, it's what you don't see that gets you. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Get on the website, straighttalk.cc. Not .com, that's with 2 T's. If you're driving, I'll describe as best I can to you. But as soon as you can, get on the website so you can look at the pictures. Yes, each picture is thousands of words. If you can see it and touch it and feel it, you can know it. All right, first of all, if you're looking at the website, there's a video I put on. I've put this on 5 or 6 times over 5 years. This is an incredible video. We're not going to get into it today. But if you have a chance, go into the video on the fascia magnified 25 times. It's on the website. It's a must-see video. Because when I say to you that the fascia is like a web, it's an infinitely complex web of spider-like connective tissue that engulfs your entire body, connecting every organ to every organ, every cell to every cell, every muscle to every muscle, every muscle to every bone, every organ to every muscle, every organ to every bone, that it is the interconnected intelligence of the body. I'm not exaggerating. Today's show is about fascia. And what are you cutting through when they take a uterus out or a gallbladder? Or when they have to go in there and put plates in a bone or a mesh? Anybody that's cut through the skin surgically, or anybody that's cut through the skin traumatically, say you fell and your bone, it popped through your skin. Or anybody that's had chronic repetitive trauma. In other words, you haven't had any of the accidents I've described or surgeries, but you've just beaten yourself up over 40 years of martial arts or football or basketball. Your average middle-aged athlete has taken more hits to the body than he or she can remember. Anybody fitting this description has twisted this interconnected web of fascia from the head to the toe. The point is, if you twist it in your head, you have twisted it in your foot. It's too interconnected for you to say, oh yes, I have a scar on my shoulder. I just need to take care of my shoulder. Now we're going to take the time today, especially if you can get to the pictures, to turn these statements into reality. I insist that you do these things visually, because when you see them, then you really know them. You hear me squawk all the time. This is not a show about data acquisition. This is not just more data like the data you collect on your YouTube searches or your Google searches. People call that research. It's not research. Collecting data is not research. Putting it together with your brain is research. Or I should say, really the whole purpose of it is to use the data to think. So really, this is about deepening your understanding. I want you to deepen your understanding of the fascial web, how scars twist the fascial web. And to do that, I want you to look at the pictures if you can. Okay, so let's talk about an organ and understand that an organ is fed by an artery. That's pretty easy. It's drained by a vein. So an organ, brain, liver, heart, spleen, kidney, pancreas, any organ, which is just a collection of cells wrapped in cellophane. An organ is just a collection of cells with a specific job to do, wrapped in cellophane. And that cellophane is fascia, by the way. That organ is fed by an artery and drained by a vein. That organ is fed by a nerve. The higher intelligence of the organ, that which organizes the chemistry of the organ, is fed by the nerve. So you have a vein, an artery in and a vein out, and you have a nerve in to organize the intelligence of the organ. Cut that nerve, the cells are stupid. If you cut that nerve, or if you twist that nerve, if you compress that nerve, no, I don't mean if you compress the nerve and you start screaming in pain and run to the hospital. I mean, if you compress it just enough so that the intelligence of the cell gets a little dumb. So your cells get a little stupid. So they don't function optimally because they have no organization of the electromagnetic field delivered by the nerve. So an organ is an artery in and a vein to drain and a nerve in to keep the cells smart of the organ. And then, of course, as all of your cells excrete or defecate, we have a lymphatic system running in, and we have a lymphatic system draining. The lymph feed and drain, like the artery and the vein. And we have to have that lymph, otherwise the toxicity in between the cells, in the ECM, the intercellular space, build up, and when the toxicities hit a critical threshold, if they're not drained, then the cells start to get angry and inflamed, and we have the whole inflammatory cascade, and inflammation becomes metaplasia, becomes dysplasia, and those organs just start to rot. I know some of you are already like, this is too much, man. It's not too much. If you can manage your money, you can manage your health. If you can fix your car, you can manage your health. If you can cook in the kitchen and prepare Christmas dinner and do it with precision, you can understand these concepts. And I really mean that. So an organ is a collection of cells, and those cells are all bound up in cellophane. And there's an artery in and a vein out, and there's a nerve in, and then there's lymph flow. The artery, the vein, the nerve, and the lymph, they run anatomically. They course, or their pathway to the organ is in a fascial bundle. That's right. You're going to see some of this today. When you dissect in labs, your teacher will tell you, as you dissect, I want you to find what they call the VAN, the vein, artery, and nerve, the bundle that goes into the organ. I want you to dissect out this cable. It's a cable. It's a fascial cable. Men, when we go into the electrical system of the car or the house and we look for that bundle of wires, we look for those four or five wires, according to the schematics, that are taped up with a special colored tape amongst the hundreds of wires in the closet of whatever we're trying to resurrect or in the car. We're looking for that fascial bundle. It's the same way in the body. The vein, the artery, and the nerve and the lymph course in a bundle, a cord of connective tissue called fascia. Guess what happens when there's a scar? Guess what happens when there's a multitude of scars? Ultimately, those fascial cords that deliver all that important information into the organ, the vein, the artery, the nerve, and the lymph, that fascial cord begins to twist. Now, if you take this to the prestigious institutions of the world and say that Dr. Medici told me that I have a bunch of twisted fascial cords with my organs degenerating at an advanced rate because of the numerous scars and surgeries pulling these fascial cords out of place, they are going to say there's no studies to support this. And they may be right. There's an enormous amount of empiric evidence to support this. In other words, people that work with people's scars and people's alignments and people's bodies who are running around the world sick, disgusted, decayed, depressed because they haven't gotten answers. And when you apply these concepts or what ultimately becomes therapy, and I'll get to that later, to people who have been scarred from various ways, and you start to see results. You start to see people's health concerns resolve. Their aches and pains go away. We call this empiric evidence. And then we bring to that theory. We bring to that causality. We bring to that science. But you see, nobody pays us to do this.